breaking out of the grid. Sundays were Sundays, with the rest of the week largely detached, operating by a different set of rules. Can these two worlds that seem so separate ever merge? John Beckett. A fashionably dressed college student stepped into the counselor's office, tossing her head in an attempt at bravado. Sarah recognized the type. The Planned Parenthood clinic where she worked often attracted students from the elite university nearby, and most were wealthy, privileged, and self-confident. "Please sit down. I have your test result, and you are pregnant." The young woman nodded and grimaced. "I kind of thought so." "Have you thought about what you want to do?" Sarah asked. The answer was quick and sure. "I want an abortion." "Let's go over your options first," Sarah said. "It's important for you to think through all the possibilities before you leave today." Sometimes the young women sitting in her office would grow impatient, even hostile. They had already convinced themselves that there were no other viable options. After years of experience in her profession, however, Sarah knew that women who have abortions are often haunted afterward. She hoped to help the students consider the impact an abortion might have in years to come, so they would make an informed decision. If they balked, she fell back on protocol. "This is my job. I have to do it." Why did Sarah care? Because she was a practicing Christian, as she explained to me many years later, and she thought that's what being a believer meant, showing compassion to women who were considering abortion. Nor was she alone. The Planned Parenthood clinic where she worked was located in the Bible Belt, and virtually all the women on staff were regular churchgoers. During breaks, they would discuss things like their Bible study groups or their children's Sunday school programs. Sarah's story illustrates how even sincere believers may find themselves drawn into a secular worldview while remaining orthodox in their theological beliefs. Sarah had grown up in a solidly evangelical denomination. As a teenager, she had undergone a crisis of faith and had emerged from it with a fresh confidence. "I still have the white Bible my grandmother gave me back then," she told me. "I underlined all the passages on how to be sure you were saved." From then on, she never doubted the basic biblical doctrines.